It's Sunday, the 10th of January. Already the 10th. Didn't seem that long ago. It was the first New Year's Day, 10th. Anyway, due to foreseen circumstances, it's about 11:15 in the morning. Because we did plan again. We went to bed last night just after 10 that we would have a long lie, and that this morning we would lie as long as our bodies wanted to. Now, unfortunately, I, through habit, had set my sleep app, a Zoomio sleep app, on my device. And below the pillow is normal, and the maximum you can set that to is 12 hours. In fact, it's like 11 hours and 50 minutes or something. It's as close as you can get. So when the alarm went off this morning, it was 10 past 10. And I wanted to lie on longer, and so did my wife, but we decided that since someone had rudely woken us, we would just get up and go on with the day. So that's two very long sleeps. I have to say it was a good sleep last night as well. So, when we got up, it was snowing. Lightly, then heavily. And then it went to rain. And it was light rain up to about a minute ago. And now it's starting to snow again. But the rain yesterday, seen off the snow that had fallen, wiped it all away, washed it all away. So now instead of snow in the clothesline, it's 1,000 beads of water hanging there as if they had nothing else to do. Adhesion. That's why they're hanging there. Adhesion is defeating gravity. So, looking around me, grey skies all around, of course, and I can see that there does seem to be a change. There's a little bit of breeze, but that's about it. So what we've got is maybe just what we're going to have all day long. On and off, on and off. It's cooler this morning though. I can feel it in my hand. One hand grasping a mug of hot tea, the other one stuck in my pocket to keep my fingers warm. Speaking of, I'll do that in another audio. Fingers, right, okay. If I remember. Speak about memory, if I remember. Like yesterday, I meant to get bird food, and I completely forgot. The birdies, I've got nothing but suet fat balls to eat. Oh, my memory. Even last night, memory. Last night, I went to bed. No, that's a lie. No, it's not a lie. It's not true. It's not a lie, though. It's during the night when I got up to go to the toilet. And you can't control what comes to your head unless you stub your toe, and then you really can control what's in your head. Because you can't think about anything else. But my mind drifted to having sent an email to someone, and my mind being sure I'd sent it to the wrong person. And this played on my head, even when I got back into bed, saying to myself, remember, you have to go and get that email and send it to the right person. Because obviously the person you send it to has no knowledge what it's all about. Excuse me for my throat. So, I did remember. I got up this morning and it wasn't the first thing I remembered, but I did remember. So I went into my email as soon as I got the chance, the opportunity, and I looked up that email. Pardon me, excuse my coughing. And I had sent it to the right person. Yes, I had. I'd sent it to the right person. So in other words, my mind was playing tricks on me during the night. But I'm not complaining, because I'm quite happy that me, the foremost person within my head, I'm not quite sure about that, had sent it to the right person, and it was the other bugger in there that was trying to just trip me up. That gremlin. That stubborn, devious wee bugger. To be truthful about memory, and I've spoken about this before, I'm having so much problems with memory, remembering things. I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking. It's actually laughable, and that's why I'm chuckling. Because if I don't laugh at it, if I don't treat it lightly, and then it'll get me down. And I don't want it to do that. I've got enough things in life that get me down. So, memories. And a song about that. And I take comfort. That was me struggling for the word, by the way, but you probably guessed that. I take comfort in the knowledge that I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone. Losing my marbles. I mean my memory. Losing my marbles, that's a different thing altogether. Yeah. Yeah. You have so many friends who are suffering from, and I use this term, of course, not to mock anybody, it's just to treat things lightheartedly again. So many friends that are losing or have lost their marbles. Quick story. A dear old friend of ours, Kathy, in the town. Kathy became a bit senile, so she moved in with her daughter in another part of the town. Just recently, not that long ago actually, a year or two ago, maybe longer. And she's okay. I was talking to her. I was out at the house just for a specific reason recently, and I was talking to her, and she even admitted herself, you know, she's a great cheery nature, very cheery nature, and she even said to me that, hey, what do I know, I'm losing my mind. But poor Cathy went off to her other daughter's house in Blackpool for the festive season for a couple of weeks, give her daughter here a wee break. And she gave her a break, or she gave herself a break. She broke her hip. Because, why? Because she was totally confused in her other daughter's house. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the toilet, probably. Or, since Cathy still likes a fag, maybe to go to the back door to get a fag. And thought she was still in her other daughter's house, which is totally different in layout and stairs and everything, and just took a severe tumble and broke her hip. Ended up in the hospital, where she is still just now. All because she was losing her marbles, getting confused. Mind you, it doesn't take much to get confused, does it? Yeah. There's a squirrel. I'm going to throw my tea at it. And it's trying to sneak up through the bush. The Mrs. Blackbird's eating some suet ball. I believe that it's not seen me yet. I'm standing perfectly still. Now it's going to the bird bath. I hope you can hear this. It's climbing up onto the bird bath with its front. Now it's up and it's taking a drink of water. but I don't want it in the garden because it's vermin. So here goes the tea. Apologies, Mrs. Blackbird, if I give you a wee scare, but slowly does it with the cup, and then off a tree, and it shoots straight up the big conifer, and I missed it. Now it's going along the fence and preening itself as if to say, feeble human, you don't stand a chance. I'm far too clever and quick for you. Actually, it probably is. If I had had some of my marbles in my hand, I'd have thrown them at it. How do you like that, Mr. Squirrel? Right, senior citizens breakfast this morning again. Oh joy, 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 joy. I'm going to go and set the stove up again. That's more joy. Like a child with a toy.